The 14th station. Jesus is laid in the tomb. When Pilate learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. And he brought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Your death is a real death. In it we see the depth of God's love for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. It is a love that will never die. Your body is laid to rest, and the stone is rolled into place. Before Passover begins, everyone departs. But this is not the end. It is only the beginning. For you will rise again. You will burst forth from the tomb on that glorious Easter morning to a new and resurrected life. In baptism, you have raised me from death and given me new life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to share this walk with you. May I always know the power of your cross, and may I never fail to recognize you wherever I meet you on the road of life. Let us pray for the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O sorrowful mother, let me go with you from this holy place where lies your Son, the Son of God. From this cross, stained with his precious blood. Forever now the Holy Cross, the sign of our salvation. From where they stripped him and nailed him to the wood, from where the women met him and where Veronica stood, from where your heart was pierced when you saw him on the way, a loving gaze expressing all you had to say. Let us go now from this long night and wait for that glorious dawn when they will say, "He is not here, he is risen." Let us listen to these words of Peter found in the Acts of the Apostles. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because by